It's not often that you have the governments of Mexico and the U.S. in one corner and Texas in the other, but that's the case today. The U.S. State Department said it regrets the decision by Texas authorities to go ahead with last night's execution of a Mexican citizen. Edgar Tamayo Arias was sentenced to death by lethal injection for the 1994 murder of a policeman. But Mexico argued the execution was illegal under international law because Tamayo wasn't given access to Mexican diplomats as demanded by international agreements. The World Court agreed and ordered the U.S. to review the case, which Texas refused to do. Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico says the case is dominating the news there.
They're leading the broadcast, radio, television, newspaper headlines. They're all leading with the story, and they have been for days and days now. There's been quite a number of protests in the streets here in the capital, but also in smaller cities in Cuernavaca and other places around the central part of Mexico. And I say it's just making top news headlines all across the country.
Mexican citizens have been put to death in the U.S. in the past. Why do you think this case has raised a concern so high in Mexico and really around the world for that matter?
Over the years, actually, I remember covering the story for the World years ago in Oklahoma, and a Mexican was on death row there. This is an issue that has gone on for a very long time, and I think that Mexico has always been firmly against it. Back in the time when I was covering the story, it was the same kind of message, and it was the very same issue that Mexicans were not getting their rights under international law inside the United States. So really, that has not changed, and I think the strong viewpoint from the Mexican government remains pretty much the same as it has been for years and years now. Mexican citizens as well are appalled by the idea. They think that the death penalty is something that this goes back to, you know, the days of the Stone Age, somebody told me this morning. It seems like they can't believe that this sort of thing still takes place in a country that calls itself a civilized, just leader of the world.
And there is or is not the death penalty in Mexico?
In Mexico, the death penalty does not exist, and that's partly why people here really can't understand why it's still being used in the United States.
So Tamayo killed a policeman, a man named Guy Gaddis, shot him 3 times in the back. Interestingly, Officer Gaddis was 24, had just learned he was to become a father for the first time. Is that part of the story kind of being folded into the coverage there?
Mostly you don't hear a lot of that part of it. You hear actually that the man accused, Edgar Tamayo, actually denied all the way up until his death that he was the one responsible for the shooting. His lawyer, from the viewpoint of Mexican coverage, they often quote the lawyer saying that Tamayo suffered from mental illnesses and that sort of thing. But you don't really get a lot of the details of what kind of young family man the police officer was and what his family suffered.
Is there a sense there in Mexico that Mexicans who live in America don't get a fair deal from law enforcement and justice?
There's still a very strong sense of that, Marco. Just the other day, for example, we saw video that was recorded on the U.S. border between California and Tijuana, and you could see very clearly a handcuffed Mexican immigrant on the ground, face down, and then suddenly a U.S. Border Patrol agent beating him with a closed fist in his head. You could see that there was no physical provocation from the Mexican, but this was broadcast all across the country on national television. So people are constantly given this idea that there's a bad treatment going on. When you talk to migrants who have traveled to the United States, they'll often say, no, actually, I receive wonderful treatment in the United States. People love me. They know the value of my work and my work ethic. So on the media, I think there's still this kind of strong rhetoric that if you go to the States, you know, you could get the worst.
What would be the reaction among Mexicans if Tamayo had killed a Mexican policeman?
Well, you know, this sort of thing happens so often now because of the drug trafficking violence that's taking place in Mexico. Police officers, soldiers, agents of all sorts that work for the government are being killed, murdered, and these things are taking place constantly here. And so I think that people would feel less empathy in that kind of a scenario. But there is no death penalty, though, in Mexico, as we said. And so this kind of tension over whether the death penalty is ethically correct would be absent from that kind of a scenario. In this case, it was really about a sort of David and Goliath feeling. You know, a person like Tamayo wouldn't have much say. This is sort of the viewpoint that people have here from Mexico.
Reporter Frank Contreras speaking with us from just outside Mexico City. Thank you very much, Frank. Always good to speak with you.
Thank you, Marco.